Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You.
If you have frequent heartburn, take control of it with Prilosec OTC instead of stashing antacids everywhere, like in your junk drawer, buried under old batteries and hotel pens, or in your purse, hiding in the one pocket you won't check. You even have antacids on your nightstand, which are very hard to see in the dark. Ah, it's time you stopped stashing antacids and started taking Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days, not for immediate relief.
Do one thing to protect the environment. Here's Tove Lo with her one thing.
I'm a big recycler. When you're on the beach, people tend to just leave stuff everywhere. There's like a trash can right there. Just walk the extra steps and throw it there, you know?
It all starts with just one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We're back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, he is Bobby Marks, the front office insider for ESPN. He's got a great piece up on ESPN.com right now about the needs for all 30 NBA teams as we approach free agency. He joins us now. Bobby, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right. Well, so what are the biggest needs for the Memphis Grizzlies?
Well, I mean, I think you solved it at, you certainly need to draft a point guard and you've got a backup four. So that kind of takes away, two of the things right there. I think, can you find, it's going to be either, what you do with DeLon Wright, is restricted, or, do you bring in a veteran, to mentor Ja? I think it's kind of just trimming around the edges when you look at the roster. The likelihood is that, Valanciunas is back, on a probably a good deal for both sides. And then you just got to figure out what you're going to do with Avery Bradley and Kyle Korver, who have, non-guaranteed contracts.
How important is that, Bobby? As a front office guy, how important is it to have that mentor type for Ja?
Oh, I think it's important. I mean, I really do. I mean, I think, it's not just about on court. That certainly will help. I think you're going from college, you're playing 35, 40 games to an 82-game grind of travel, back-to-backs, living in hotels. Here's a kid who's probably, I don't even think he's 21 years old, who, is basically secluded, on a road in a hotel and, almost like a father figure that he could have on that team. So I think it's really important. I think you saw last year the impact that Vince Carter had in Atlanta with those young kids there. And, Vince certainly helped a little bit on the court, but I think that would be a priority if I was, if I was Memphis, as far as to try to get somebody in there.
I understand. Does a DeLon Wright do that for you? Has he played long enough to the point that you just said it's the off the court stuff, the what you're doing day to day? Hey, Rook, this is how it is. Would he do that, or do you have to go get some 30-year-old guy? Would DeLon qualify in your eyes?
I don't know. 4 years ain't qualified yet.
I'm with you.
He's
still learning too. To your point.
But but he is an older.
The off the court stuff.
The
league, right.
He came into the league as an older, as an older player here. So, and he's been through the. He's been through the ringer, the years in Toronto and certainly here in Memphis. Memphis, so he's experienced it. already. So, I'm certainly, they'll qualify DeLon and they'll be restricted free agency. It's a matter of what kind of your price point will be
right,
with him.
Right.
We are, of course, talking to Bobby Marks, front office insider for ESPN. In terms of the draft itself, I think most people expected the Grizzlies to select Ja Morant, and it makes a ton of sense, especially with the Mike Conley trade. But they also moved up to grab Brandon Clark, who by some by some projections was a top 10 talent in this draft for a sort of first time reconfigured front office. I mean, that's a hell of a start, isn't it?
Oh, it's a great start. I mean, you add those two players. I think our guys had them 14th on the board. Mm-hmm. Right at the end, back end of the lottery, and you get them in the early 20s, and you move back with doing a deal with Oklahoma City there. And I've talked to you guys for a long time. I said you can hit these guys in the draft, yeah, and it solves a lot of problems. It really does. And with Jaren and Ja and Brandon, you've got three core pieces that kind of continue what you're doing as far as, I call it the retooling process. Not a full, if it was a rebuild, you would let Valanciunas go, but I don't think that's going to be the case. It's the retooling process as far as to keep this team competitive and let these young kids develop.
It sounds like Ja Morant will not be playing in the summer league, which is disappointing for those of us who have radio shows. But I think in the grand scheme of things, probably the wise investment. Do you have any issue with him? Do you think summer league is valuable in any way for a number two pick in an NBA draft?
I think summer league's valuable for guys who are trying to make the roster.
Right.
I think it's more for the back end of the roster. I've seen. That's funny. When I was in New Jersey, we had. I remember one year, Derek Favors at number 3 and 10, and Derek Favors was terrible in summer league. And I remember Rod Thorne, who was our president, like, my God, we just drafted a bust, and who is this guy? And Derek Favors has turned out to have a nice career and stuff. So I think what happens is especially where summer league is now, we overreact to probably, to things, how they happen. If Ja Morant comes out and goes 0-for-8 and has 7 assists, we're going to be like, oh, my God, we should just pick Darius Garland at 2, whatever. So, no, I don't. I think it's more about these guys who are trying to win roster spots on maybe get a 2-way or, back end of the roster.
It's interesting that you said that, because the sort of the working theory I've always heard is if you play well in summer league, it means nothing. It only matters if you play poorly in summer league, because if you can't play well in summer league, how do you expect to play well, in the regular season? Like, for example, people in Memphis are scarred by Josh Selby, who set all kinds of summer league records, however many years ago. But it's interesting that you say Derek Favors had a very bad summer league. And like you said, he's going to – so it sounds like you really just can't interpret anything from summer league. Like, it just happens.
It's hard. I mean, like, I think if you watch – Portsmouth, in Chicago, the pre-draft stuff, camps, and you put together a roster of 8 or 9 guys who have basically never played with each other before, and you have 3 or 4 practices, and you ask them to go out and play, 4 or 5 games. That's not easy to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really isn't. And I think that the goal is if a player gets better from day one to game, by the end of, or by mid July here, that should be a goal. I think a big benefit is that you're working with the coaching staff, right, that you have right, a little bit of an advance going into training camp here.
Bobby, you were hitting on this last week, and I love that you were, because you were all over it. These trades not becoming official, so you've got players wearing hats of teams they're not going to play for. But the other point that you made, I thought was dead on, and applies to Memphis, like kids like Brandon Clark, summer league, you cut off a little bit of that time with these, some of that with this time. What do we have to flip the calendar to fix this? We're a smart league. Is there not a way to just fix this and make it right?
Well, it's funny. I was just talking to Woj about this, and it's like I said that to him. I said, maybe we got to look at flipping free agency to, start free agency first draft, and then, and he says, well, do you really want to be working in August? Do we really want? Don't we all want a break here a little bit? Summer league would be what, the end of July, early August, and
NBA
then we're going right
give you
to
one.
Training camp.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it was an unfortunate situation. I think 4 guys in the top 11 had hats on for different teams. And, those players will not be able to partake in summer league until July 6th because the trades won't be official.
Yeah.
I mean, the only way you could do it is, and the finals go so late, is that you start the cap calendar year, first, you know, if you move it into the end of June, mm-hmm. you start free agency, and then you have the draft sometime in early July. Yep. I mean, that would be kind of the – and then Summer League comes out. So now we're really pushing things back. But, you know, how – you know, it's not like there's a month of June that's just a dead month. I mean, especially how the playoffs are.
Well, you're right.
We are, of course, talking to Bobby Marks, Front Office Insider for ESPN on Twitter at BobbyMarks42. Now, one of the other lines in your piece, Bobby, about the Grizzlies is sit tight with the Chandler Parsons contract. I think everybody in Memphis, including the Grizzlies organization, is counting down the days. is that a deadline deal? Like, is that what you sort of foresee with Chandler Parsons, the future of him?
Or just wait it out.
Like, what do you think happens there ultimately?
I think you just wait it out. I mean, you have a period from July 1 to August 31st that you have the ability to stretch the contract over 3 years. I think, you know, you're seeing teams like the Lakers and Brooklyn that have used the stretch provision, and now you're sitting on dead cap space where you wish you had that money mm-hmm. again. You know, mm-hmm. once you do it, it's not like you're able to renegotiate it. So, I mean, you'd be stuck with, I think, $8 or $9 million for the next 3 years, where how they've positioned themselves with the Mike Conley trade is that they don't need to. You know, they're mm-hmm. well below the tax to bring back this group and even spend, you know, have the full mid-level exception. So I think you just wait it out. Maybe there's something that entices you closer to the trade deadline, but you don't need to do anything right now.
Bobby, I'm a little bit surprised. It looks like they're going this route, and maybe things have changed the last few hours, but I don't think so, because I think the route that you laid out was better. You surprised the Lakers trying to do another max rather than spending that money on some true depth and some glue around Anthony and some shooters around Anthony and LeBron? Isn't that the better way to go?
Yeah, I think it's kind of one guy that you would probably use, the max on. I think it would be either probably Kawhi or KD.
Okay.
I think that's kind of your – I don't think it's there for Kemba Walker,
okay,
or Jimmy Butler or those type guys. I don't see that, because it also impacts, you know, Davis has to weigh that trade bonus.
The four.
To be able to get you there. So that's another part of it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, I've been under the philosophy if it's not an A-list guy – then you take that money and you split it up and you try to get some shooters and you build out that roster, because of, you know, where you are with Davis and LeBron and Kuzma. I mean, as I said this morning, there's a lot of work to be done.
Yeah.
I mean, there really is. I mean, as far as how we're – and with, you know, financial restraints, this isn't, you know, Major League Baseball and you have an unlimited ceiling here. You're restricted by as much as you can spend.
Andre Iguodala said he's doing like some random media tour.
Yeah,
he's on like CNBC
up, yeah,
or something like that, and he said that the Knicks aren't getting anybody. Do you agree with him? Do you think the Knicks are going to strike out in free agency?
I don't know about striking out. I mean, yes, I think we've played it up with the $70 million, and they have not helped themselves. New York coming out publicly and say that they're going to get what they say, we're going to get two good guys or two guys, and I think if not signing Durant or Irving, doesn't sound appealing to Knicks fans, it is not the end of the world here. I think you've seen teams that can build rosters, you know, Atlanta, I think, is a good example. I think what Brooklyn's been able to do the last couple of years, that you can build it organically and make some shrewd trades and find some under-the-radar guys, that eventually you start to become that 40 to 42 win team, and then you take that next step, and then maybe you can get a Kevin Durant or Kyrie Irving down the road in the future. And yeah, I mean, I think people in New York probably don't want to hear that as far as Knicks fans, but mm-hmm. But I think that's kind of probably be the direction that they will have to go.
If you're guessing, Bobby, and I know that's what we're all doing with Kawhi, do you think he goes short term and returns to Toronto, or you think he ends up elsewhere?
Well, yeah, I was asked this earlier, and I got free agency, and I'm starting to get, I don't have any inside information,
sure,
just but a gut feeling that I think we're going to probably see status quo for a lot of these guys.
Yep.
You know, like Kyrie kind of is like the only guy, maybe Kemba, but with KD and Clay, and then, you know, with Kawhi's interesting because, you know, here's a guy who left 221 on the table in San Antonio,
mm-hmm,
and, you know, goes to Toronto and, you know, can sign 190 with them or 140 with another team. And, you know, usually we would criticize a player if he takes a 2-year, $68 million contract. How could he leave money on the table and the risk of injury? And I think what we're going to see is, you know, guys like Durant and Clay are going to get probably max contracts coming off an ACL and an Achilles. And he's, you know, in his mindset is that that contract will be waiting for next year, possibly from some team. And let's give it one more swing, and we return every player on the roster. You might lose Danny Green here, and that might give me the best opportunity to win again. I mean, there's a lot of different options that you can – it's hard to leave a championship team. I mean, that is
– no doubt.
Because you've been there for a year, and you don't – you know what – they've sold you for 11 months.
Exactly.
It's hard for a team to sell you in 3 hours,
yeah.
Basically what their philosophy is.
There was a – I got to ask you about this report. I saw this over the weekend. It was a TV guy out of New Orleans, and the tweet was something like, if Marc Gasol opts out of his deal with the Raptors, the Pelicans have had discussions about landing him. There is no way if you're Marc Gasol, you are opting out of that option, right? It's $25.6 million. Like, I mean, even if you don't care about money, I mean, it's just he's not going to come close to getting that anywhere else.
Well, usually when you see a guy's opt out, well, Horford or, you know, Harrison Barnes, those big numbers, there's a landing spot somewhere. Valanciunas is not opting out of 17.9. If he doesn't know that, there's something there waiting
Absolutely.
For him from Memphis for another team. So, yeah, that's it. He's, you know, with Mark, you know, if his agent feels that, you know, he gets a firm commitment that there's a $20 to $25 million offer in, you know, from a team, then yeah, I mean, that's something to look at. But to go in there blind and just say, you know what, there's a lot of teams with cap space, let's hope it works out. That's a big time risk there.
And then real quick, Bobby Forrest, Windhorse brought this up last week. I want to know what you thought about in terms of likelihood or if it's really unlikely. A sign and trade with Golden State and KD where he sort of sticks around and rehabs for a year and then you move him to give him the big payday but to also give him where he wants. You think that's likely or highly unlikely?
I thought you were going to say, do you think that's legal or illegal?
That too.
I think, yeah, I mean, it can be done, and then it's basically once you sign
crazy.
A contract, he can't be traded until after January 15th. And man, I think you'd have that organization being. I think NBA security would be beckoning
exactly.
on the Warriors, and you'd be a full scale investigation as far as circumventing the cap.
Yeah,
as far as that goes, there. And I understand, okay. I understand the premise of it, but you know, before Durant got hurt, I wrote, you know, that. Here's a guy who's made $190 million off on the court. He's made a ton off the court here. And to give him up $57 million, maybe for me and you, sure. But for Kevin Durant, it's not going to be – I don't think it's a sticking point here.
Mm.
So, and if you're Durant, why would you want to have New York give up multiple assets or players when you can
That's
just sign with them for
exactly.
with cap space this summer?
Exactly. Gotcha.
Yep. Hey, Bobby, I always appreciate
you're the best,
time, man.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. He is Bobby Marks, Front Office Insider. For ESPN. Yeah, I saw that tweet from a guy in New Orleans who has a following, and I was like, wow. Why would Marc Gasol opt out of $25.6 million to play in New Orleans? Like, what
right.
sense does that make at all?
It's a lot of money. He'd opt out for years at a decent clip.
Yeah, maybe he gets
but
back
again,
at 25.
Who's giving him those years at the age that he is? That's the point, and that's why I think you don't opt out.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's not even like the Pelicans are not like some super team either. You know, yeah, they have Zion and they have some good young players, but you know, I feel like those young players would actually end up driving Marc Gasol insane. I could actually see Marc Gasol hating playing with Lonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like he's gonna be like, y'all don't even
just coming off a title and just going to the finals and
yeah,
winning.
Yeah, he's
are
playing with
me?
Like he's playing with vets in Toronto and Kawhi Leonard and Kyle Lowry and Danny Green. And he's going to go freaking play with a bunch of young cats in New Orleans?
You're going to get grumpy, Mark, down there in New Orleans.
That report just, I mean.
Eating them beignets and not caring anymore.
Yeah, like you can have discussions, right? You can have discussions all you want about, hey, if Marc Gasol opts out, we're going to take a run at him.
Yeah.
But, A, he ain't opting out. And if he, dude, Marc Gasol would come back to Memphis before he went to New Orleans. I honestly believe that.
No, he would not. Mike is not here anymore, John.
I honestly believe.
No, he would not.
Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr., he'd rather play with them than those dudes down there in New Orleans.
No, you're probably right about Jaren.
You know,
you don't
like,
know Ja from Adam.
I actually, yeah.
But Jaren, it looks like.
Yeah, but I mean, he can watch him play one time. Why the way he passes the ball, you know, and he'd be like, okay, I'm sold. Absolutely.
Okay, you hate Mark to New Orleans. Not happening.
No, I don't hate it. I just, it's no. like, it's not real.
No, I'm with you. I don't think he's opting out of there. He would have already, like Bobby says, and we said it about JV. These guys don't opt out unless they know something's there.
The deadline I saw
is deadline?
This Thursday.
Uh-huh.
You know?
I'd be shocked if he opts out.
Dude, it's like CJ Miles, bro. It's like, okay, I got an $8.1 million option.
Opt
done.
In.
You know, oh, I'm Marcus Saul. I have $25.6 million on the table.
Opt in.
Bro, could he get to $25.6 million on a three-year deal?
Bro, I would take that. I would opt in. I'd be going over to Kawhi's house. I'd buy him everything.
Yeah.
Let's go win another one.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that's what, I mean, especially if you have any inclination that Kawhi is coming back, you know, that makes it tough, right? That makes it tough if you're Mark. You're like, you don't want to go back to Toronto without Kawhi. But then again, you're not recouping. It's like Le'Veon Bell. You know, you're not getting that money back if you opt out of it.
I'd be walking up to Kawhi in a New Balance suit. What's up, bro?
Oh, you would have the New Balance on?
Man, yeah, trying to win him. I'm on that New Balance too, bro. We're trying to keep you here, win another title.
Did you see that podcast with Danny Green?
Do you see a podcast?
Well, it was like a recorded podcast, video podcast. He said that the Memphis came out in Mark during the parade. He said because
is that supposed to mean, Danny Green?
Danny Green said that Mark tapped him, and Danny was like, "What's up, Mark?" He goes, and Mark said, "I'm effing drunk." and I'd say, you know what, big man, you definitely are. Chugged an entire bottle of wine.
They don't get drunk in Toronto or San Antonio or some other spots Danny Green been in. Getting towed up is a Memphis thing.
Well,
getting towed up is an American thing when you win.
Yes, it is. Danny Green said he went to Matt Devlin, who was doing the
Memphis dude.
And he Devlin said, "Do not give Mark the mic if you want to keep your job, because he's getting everybody fired tonight." That's how lit Mark was. Like, you know what? Congratulations to Mark. You should enjoy it.
I'm gonna tell you what I thought when I saw him playing up to the crowd. You know, he was leaning forward. It looked like almost like he was in. That man, you remember that Freddie Mercury tweet?
Yes.
Man, he was feeling that.
He was.
He was feeling that right there. Like, I'm Freddie Mercury. I just won the title. Look at all these, you know what I'm saying?
Mark really identifies with Freddie Mercury.
Absolutely, he does.
That's like his spirit animal.
You know? I get the same sense, John.
Yeah.
And that's who I felt he was feeling that day.
He definitely was. Uh-huh. He tweeted the Freddie Mercury video when he got traded.
Right.
You know, and now he's tweeting the Freddie Mercury video after he won the championship. So, who's your spirit animal?
My gosh, that's a great question.
Like, who's your Freddie Mercury, man?
Well, you know who it is, but you don't like the actor. You don't like the person
Denzel Washington's son?
You don't like the person that plays him.
Who?
Because he has done foul things and run afoul of the law.
Oh, Bill Cosby?
It's Cliff Huxtable.
Dude, your spirit animal cannot be
Bill
Cosby.
It's Cliff Huxtable now.
No way.
See, John would know this, Brad. But see, you know how Bill, you know, Felicia Rashad.
Yeah, right. Loved her.
Talk your way out of this one.
She would almost, when Bill would go to the dishwasher, say, "I'm going to fix it." It was a running joke on the show, right? He going to fix it was tearing it up.
Right.
Bill wasn't very good with his hands. See, I identify with that, John.
Yeah, but you can't say your spirit animal is Bill Cosby.
I identify. I said it's Cliff Huxtable.
But yeah, but he was portrayed by Bill Cosby.
It don't mean a damn thing. Cliff Huxtable wasn't Bill. He's playing someone,
right,
John. I don't know why this is so hard for you to grasp. It's the person he was that he was playing.
Mm-hmm. You
think Huxtable was dropping Mickey's in drinks?
It's possible.
No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't doing that,
that
to Claire.
Wasn't his character.
He wasn't doing that to Claire. And Theo would have been embarrassed.
Right.
Okay, if that was happening and his dad was going out there doing those things. He was a family man. You understand that?
We cannot defend Bill Cosby on this show.
Bro, you keep saying Bill. It's Cliff Huxtable. That's my spirit animal. Cliff.
Okay.
Not Bill. Cliff. Right. That's who I identify with now. I want to be a good dad like Cliff.
Okay.
I identified with Malcolm Jamal Warner.
What?
The son.
Why would you identify with Theo?
I read his book in school. I loved that kid. Like he wrote a lot of stuff for kids. It's great. I loved Malcolm Jamal
Warner. What the hell are you talking about right now?
Loved Malcolm Jamal
Warner.
I had
no idea you had a connection with Malcolm Jamal Warner.
I read his book when I was in school, yeah.
What was the book about?
It's about confidence and about, you know, kids have struggles, you know, with confidence. And Malcolm Jamal Warner, when he was a child star, wrote a book about, you know, building confidence and overcoming obstacles. And I liked Malcolm Jamal Warner.
You ever see the show where he got his ear pierced? And
yes.
Bill's trying to look at it, and they're both leaning back because Bill's trying to look. Great father, John.
That man,
and I can separate the two.
That man,
all right, I have
Brad
that right.
And said, what?
Didn't make any damn sense.
It doesn't really make sense that your spirit animal is Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Loved Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Congrats.
I thought Ricky Schroeder would be your guy. Silver Spoons?
No.
Somebody from Field of Dreams?
I ain't got no Silver Spoon over here.
Okay.
No,
well,
that
I know
was
you
not
didn't
my
come from that. But
somebody from the Sandlot?
Who you're identifying
Although neither
with.
Did Malcolm Jamal Warner in that show.
Was the Sandlot your era? Or is that a little laughter?
That's later. Way later.
But it would have been.
Jason and I are in the same era because we're about the same age.
Yep.
So, yeah, you are.
Early 40s.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a good age.
That's right.
All right, we got Cliff Huxtable and Malcolm Jamal. Apparently, that's the only channel y'all had.
You think it's real funny to call Cliff Bill and make it the same thing, but it's not.
It was, but anyway, we'll come back. Jason Fitz is going to join us. We will talk to him.
Check out that book that Malcolm Jamal
wanted.
If you got kids, it's a good – when he was a child star, he wrote some stuff.
Are you sure you're not talking about the dude from Reading Rainbow?
No.
See, I got a feeling he's probably talking about the LeVar Burton from Reading Rainbow.
Yeah. Telling you.
You know,
I'll look it up during the break.
See if you can find that book for us.
Yeah.
It was so profound for you.
Oh, Theo and Me Growing Up Okay, is that it?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Man, I might want to read that to CJ. Let me order me a copy of that, Brad.
There are lessons in these books, John. Do not make fun. Here it is.
Malcolm Jamal had a book?
Look. Originally published 1988, so I would have been 8 plus 4. I would have been 12 years old when I read that Malcolm Jamal Warner book. And I will tell you, you may think it's hokey, John Martin.
It is hokey.
Who bought you that book?
I think my parents or somebody. I remember reading it and being very excited about growing up and like it gave
me a weird book to hand to a young white kid. I gotta tell you, that's a weird book.
Where the hell did I go to graduate school? UNLV, Running Rebels.
You weren't reading this book in college. I hope.
No,
Jesus.
This is all my upbringing.
I know, but it's just like you're like a farm. You know, you grew up on a farm.
What's in 8889?
We're trying to diversify, Jason.
Your father came to 12 to 13-year-old Brad and said, "I want you to read this book."
We're trying to diversify. It was Theo and Me.
You saw that in the mall or something.
Theo and Me. I picked this book out. I loved it.
There's no chance that your dad saw this book and thought that he would give it to you.
Like, it's got 5 stars on Amazon Prime.
It does.
Growing Up Okay, Malcolm Jamal Warner.
What does that mean, Growing Up Okay?
It's trying to build confidence in young people, John.
Man, that's bad. I got to tell you, I learned something today.
Me too.
Right. Did you get the free jacket poster?
Did you hear my shock?
I think I did.
It was almost like the Grizzlies didn't take Ja when this man said he's tied up to Theo.
Parents, popular teenage TV star, wrote about dating, drugs, family life, adolescence. Good book.
Okay.
There you go.
Did you get the free jacket poster?
I think I might have.
Okay. Well, it's on Amazon. There's only one left in stock, Jason. So if you want it, you better go grab it now. You can get it for $16. All right,
Justine.
We'll come back. Jason Fitz going to join us. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Memphis Grizzlies have made their pick.
With the second pick in the 2019 NBA Draft, the Memphis Grizzlies select Ja Morant from Murray State University.
He's the best passer in this draft. He averages 10 assists a game. I think he's Patrick Mahomes. Pass with either hand, really creative. He just doesn't see angles. He creates them for himself.
Ja Morant is the guard of the future. The Memphis Grizzlies on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
It's late, and you accidentally like an old photo of your ex. You unlike it, but it's no use.
No.
The internet is faster than your fingers. You couldn't save yourself from the agony of an unintentional ex-like, but you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Oh.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance. While the photo you liked, but actually hate, is becoming your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents in the award-winning Geico mobile app.
Nice.
It's funny how a misplaced tap could cause such anguish. Speaking of tapping, your local Geico agent could help you tap into more savings.
Ooh. You couldn't save yourself from an unintentional ex-like, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
The hardest part of any vacation is coming back to reality, especially when you realize you left your wallet in that beachfront cabana. But hey, if you've lost your wallet, it's easy to lock your cards with Regions Lock-It. All it takes is a few quick taps on your Regions mobile app or using Regions online banking. And once you report the cards lost and get your new ones, you can customize your protection by choosing which types of transactions to lock, like ATM activity and purchases made online or in stores. Select all or some. Whichever you choose, you're in control of an additional layer of security. Need to unlock for a purchase? You can change your settings in an instant. And if there's ever a declined transaction, you can receive immediate notification. So even if your wallet is stuck in paradise, you can have peace of mind knowing your cards are secure. Because we get it. Some things are bigger than banking. Learn more at regions.com/lockit. Regions, member FDIC, data fees may apply.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
It's review time, Howie. One of your recent customers writes, "My wife and I were looking for new rings for our anniversary, and Robert Irwin Jewelers was consistently rated number one. So we visited the top four stores, and Robert Irwin Jewelers was definitely the best of all of them." Howie, why do you think he wrote this?
Well, I think what he realized by coming in our stores is that we are authentic. We get what the purchase signifies.
That's always been my experience.
Of course, we've got great financing, got awesome products, got great prices, but the difference is, at Robert Irwin Jewelers, we care.
And that's obvious with Steven's review. He wrote, "Absolutely phenomenal experience. While having anxiety for months over the perfect engagement ring, I walked into Robert Irwin Jewelers, spouted off a list of very descriptive features, and within 15 seconds, there it was."
We get it. We understand it. We live it. And Steven is the reason why we've been around for well over 40 years.
Robert Irwin Jewelers. Bridges for life, for less.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And every week we are joined by Jason Fitz. You can catch him on Golic and Wingo right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He joins us now.
It's ESPN's Jason Fitz. And hear him now live with Jason and John.
All right, Fitz, so here's the deal. Marc Gasol won a championship with the Toronto Raptors. And afterward, during the celebration, the parade, he got pretty lit and put on Twitter that he kind of identified with Freddie Mercury. Jason, here on the show, identifies with Bill Cosby and Brad
Cliff
Carson.
Cliff Huxtable, fool.
Oh, sorry, Cliff Huxtable.
The character he plays.
And and our producer, Brad, identifies with Malcolm Jamal Warner. So who is Fitz spirit animal?
Mm. Wow. Man, that is a really good question. I want to think that, you know, I'd be cool enough that it'd be somebody like a rock god, like Richie Sambora.
Yeah.
But it's probably more like Teen Wolf. I feel like I'm Teen Wolf, you know.
Michael
I'm
J. Fox and Teen Wolf.
Sometimes. I'm kind of quiet until all of a sudden, bam, it's game time, and then full wolf start howling, and there we go. So, off top of my head, I think I'm Teen Wolf.
Yeah, okay. So, Jason's...
Nice. Nicely done, Fitz.
Jason's contention is that you can separate Bill Cosby from Cliff Huxtable.
From the wholesome father and family man that he played, Fitz.
Can you separate the two? Yeah, I think it's interpretive. Can you separate the two?
No, not helping you out at all.
Okay.
You can't separate the two, because when you think about it, when it comes right down to it, it's pretty simple. Could you imagine anyone else playing that role? No. And when you think of Cosby, do you think of any other prominent role other than? No. I mean, I know he has a body of work other than that, but come on. I mean, they're synonymous with each other. They're linked in the head.
Here's the point. So do we trash all those years that I got and all those valuable lessons that I got as a kid back then, right? There were some, and now I'm learning them as a parent. You're telling all that's trash now because of what Bill did. Can we not draw the good out from number one, the performance, and the good out of the lessons learned there? We got to put them together, and it's Bill, nasty Bill all over everything?
That is spoken like the ultimate fan. How do we separate,
no, you better believe it.
Separate the artist from the art? You know, that's a tough look. We all turn around and we're like, oh, that's easy to do until it's one of our favorite, whatever it is, shows or artists or musicians. And then all of a sudden you sit there and you're like, wait, I'm not supposed to listen to Michael Jackson anymore. I don't know how that's supposed to happen. I can't do that.
Yep.
So, you know, you're... Hey, that's where you are. You'll come around eventually.
Hard out here. It is hard out here.
I try to tell him, Fitz. I try to tell
him. Hard on,
he would not,
on Cliff.
He would not listen. Any big problems with the awards last night in the NBA? Any big grievances for Jason Fitz?
Well, you know, and we talked a lot about this morning on Golden Wingo. I think the thing of it is the NBA stuck in the sense that they have to keep value to the regular season. My God, we already struggle to find value for the regular season, so it has to mean something. I have to be able to look back and say, okay, Giannis was the most valuable player for the season, or Budenholz was most valuable coach. I can understand those things. It's just really hard to grasp that when we have stuck in our heads Kawhi. I mean, changing the narrative on Giannis to the point that now all of a sudden we're saying, well, this summer he's got things he needs to work on in the gym. I mean, now we're talking about an MVP with massive holes in his game. So I think my problem with it, like so many people, is the timing. And it's not just because the regular season ended months ago, but it's because we've seen so much in context now that it makes you question the results. I don't think there's really an easy answer. I just wish they would have found the time, even if it meant push the playoffs back by 2 days. Mm-hmm. Give us those awards at the end of the regular season and then build a whole campaign of, you know, the NBA MVP takes on Kawhi Leonard. Like give me that campaign throughout the course of the playoffs and keep the meaning to the regular season.
Yeah, in terms of the draft, we talked a little bit about it. The Memphis Grizzlies did end up selecting Ja Morant and then made a couple moves there in the first round and traded up, I should say, to grab Brandon Clark. What did you think of that for the Memphis Grizzlies? And do they have sort of the next star in the NBA in Ja Morant?
Well, you guys know that I love Ja, and I know that there was a – you and I were texting a little bit. We're texting a little bit about Conley going away, and look, it makes sense. It's just – it's hard sometimes to see how that made you better today, right now, in that moment. So I think the concern is always going to be Ja by himself will not be enough, right? There's going to have to be somebody else that comes in and plays with Ja to make him better, and I don't think that next year's draft looks like really – off the top of most people's heads, they're not saying next year's draft looks like a cream of the crop. So they're going to have to find more talent to put around him. So do I like the draft? Yeah. Do I love the draft? I mean, that's all going to depend on what happens with Ja, and they need to put more around him from somewhere. And that, so far, has not been the easiest thing for Memphis as an organization to do. So I'm concerned. I don't feel better today about Memphis than I did before the draft when we knew that Ja was coming. Simply because as much as we all know Conley wanted out, it's hard for me to find a way that they're better today without him.
Which one of these teams is going to strike out? You know, everybody's got the money, right, on this cap space in the NBA, Nets, Knicks. Andre Iguodala, my partner, was making the point. I think he's promoting a new book he's got out. He's on MSNBC saying, KD, those guys are all coming back in the Knicks. Sorry, y'all aren't going to get anyone. Do you think it ends up like that? I mean, somebody's going to get that money, but do you think any of these big dogs that all think they're getting Kyrie and KD are going to strike out?
Yeah, I think the Knicks are going to strike out. And, you know, I said with you guys a couple of weeks ago, look, I think Durant's going back to Golden State. That hasn't changed for me. Of course, we don't know what happened with the injury. You have to be honest there. Like, obviously, if he feels betrayed by the medical staff, that might change things. But even if he leaves, I think it's the Nets, not the Knicks. And the problem is everybody's been saying, hey, this is the summer that we fix whatever
right.
our
this
ails are
yep.
in the NBA. I don't think that's going to happen. And, you know, I talked a lot to Bobby Marks, our front office insider on ESPN. He's of the belief that teams learned from the last time they had cap space and they overspent on talent they shouldn't. There is a prevailing logic that they're just not just the Knicks, but several teams across the league are just not going to spend the money. They're just going to sit on the cash and figure out what's next. That does not feel good to fans as much as you want it to be. Like, even though we know from a mindset, hey, that's smart. Don't overpay for bad talent. Still, when you know you're bad and all of a sudden it's really unfair for the Knicks because RJ Barrett is a great player that you should be able to build a campaign around. But if RJ Barrett is really the only great player they acquire, Knicks fans aren't going to be happy with that. So he starts behind the eight ball from the get-go there.
Yeah. What is it with the Knicks? What's the repellent? I mean, is it Dolan? You know, because, I mean, this is every year, Knicks fans think they're getting, you know, some great superstar, and yet they really never do. Maybe R.J. Barrett in the draft. But what is the repellent? Is it James Dolan? Is that the biggest issue?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, I mean, I'm trying to figure out, frankly, I want to pin it on Dolan, but let's be fair. If owner popularity was a category that drew free agents, wouldn't we be talking more about, for example, the Mavs? I mean, Mark Cuban is certainly beloved by players. He's a player's owner. He's never afraid to spend money, and yet we don't seem to be sitting here having a conversation right now that the Cavs, who have a ton of money, are going to attract somebody. The Cavs that have a ton of money and they have Doncic and Porzingis, like they should be an appealing destination. So I want to say it's Dolan, but it's also just, when you're banned for so long, you're irrelevant. And that's hard for us to hear if you're my age, if you're in your early 40s and you think Knicks, there's so much to think about. If you're 25 and you think Knicks, when's the last time you saw a great basketball team? So the entire allure of it just is different. And I'll always go back to the first time I played the Garden as a musician. And, you know, for me, having spent a lot of time around New York as a kid, it was one of the greatest moments of my musical life to play Madison Square Garden. And I remember walking backstage in the Garden, and I'm in awe, and walking around, and some of the young guys I was touring with, one of them walked up to me and said, "Man, why does everybody talk about this place like it's so spectacular? It's kind of a dump." And you know, we have to remember that if you're a kid, the arena itself just doesn't have that much appeal unless you're a history buff on the NBA or your dad's a fan. Like, what is the draw to New York? And that's the question the Knicks haven't had to answer, but they do now because, frankly, they've been bad for so long.
Fitzy, you might have seen this question. They posed it on GetUp. It was one that went viral on Twitter. I'm going to pose it to you a different way. It was, you know, an athlete you'd wish had been perfectly healthy their whole career, got a lot of Bo Jackson, Penny Hardaway, Jalen Rose mentioned him. That's one that's obviously near and dear to our hearts here in Memphis. But you're a musical genius. I want to take it to that range. What musician? Who would you have wanted more of for years and years? Who got cut short on that side of it that was great and would have gone on to the, you know, promised land of music, all that kind of stuff? Who would be at the top of your list musically?
Wow, that is a phenomenal question. And you know, my first inclination is to say that when we think about, you know, recently, I think the loss of Prince is going to end up for generations is going to end up denying us great art. I will say the one advantage, and this sounds terrible, but the one advantage that you have sometimes by going too early as a musician, as some have, like we look at the Beatles, for example, is you stop. You never have the chance to put out irrelevant music.
Bad
in,
stuff.
In case
no,
you
I
don't
agree.
Evolve.
You're right. So
and
you
like,
stay great.
It's such a weird thing to say, but you know, so often I think the difference is the body of work is such that when the body of work is limited and it impacts to the level that so many have impacted that only had a short run, man, I think it actually makes your legend more powerful in music as opposed to in sports, you know, and
I love that.
In sports, we'll always look back at the Bo Jacksons and Jim Browns and, you know, go up and down the list and say, you know, who could have made more impact in music. I think when your impact is tiny,
that's interesting.
In time frame,
yeah.
It actually makes you more of a legend.
Yeah, I actually agree with you 100%. Fitz, always enjoy
Thank
this,
you for
man.
This, brother.
Thank you, bro.
You guys are the best. Have a great week.
Yep. He is Jason Fitz. Joins us every single week here on the show. I mean, I definitely do believe that, you know, they always say, you know, when you die young, it is like that's part of the legend. You know, Jimi Hendrix died young. That's part of the legend.
Yeah.
Heath Ledger died young. Part of the legend, you know.
Well, I know you and Brad would have liked a lot more Elvis. You know, he might have had some more for you.
Mm-hmm. Elvis had a run.
No, he didn't die young,
yeah,
but he got cut short.
Yes.
He would have had some more for
but
you.
But it wasn't like at the end there that, you know, he was at his apex.
No, to the point we were making on the sports things.
Yeah.
His greatness was already sort of established. There's no question
right.
about it. Didn't get cut off, right?
Yeah, I mean.
It's already there.
Yeah, you know, Elvis by the end there, it was. Whew.
Well, and the Colonel had him cranking rough. Out so much material that he had cranked out a lot of material by his early 40s when he, you know, passed away.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Was it early 40s?
Yeah.
I haven't gone back to see what it
yeah,
age.
It was like
it's been
40,
a long time since what age.
Elvis,
I knew
yeah.
what Elvis.
Yeah, it was.
Man.
My wife was a tour guide at Graceland, actually, for a number of years. Before they had the headset, she was one of the tour guides over there.
Now it's John Stamos.
What's that?
John Stamos is the tour guide now.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's the voice. He's
yeah,
the
he
voice
is.
On the headset. When you go through, he's the
oh,
talker.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, you
didn't know that?
Come on. You presented
yeah, no,
like
he is.
He's there
right.
showing
yeah.
you
no,
the
he
door.
Is the, oh, dude. John Stamos is not a resident at Graceland, but he is your virtual tour guide.
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't know that.
Kind of random, right?
Very.
Very random. But yeah, I think he's, you know, he doesn't count in that sort of group. But yeah, you know, Jimi Hendrix, Heath Ledger,
Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, Kurt Cobain for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, those guys count. Why'd you roll your eyes there?
Oh, well, I didn't roll my eyes at all. I was trying to remember what the lyrics to that song were.
42.
Which one?
Hello.
And the night. Oh, Nirvana.
Yeah.
Smells like Teen Spirit.
That's it.
Yeah.
Did you ever know the
words? Oh, no.
Palomino.
I never knew the words. You just go.
In Bloom. Who could forget In Bloom? You
don't
know,
remember
more
that.
Than
yeah.
just more than just one Nirvana song, but yes,
yeah.
In Bloom was a good one. Brad's gonna try to pull it up for you. Did you
was this big on your rotation, Jason? You know,
just,
growing up,
I was. It was a big MTV thing, and I was still on MTV back at that point, so it just got over and over and over and over and over.
Let's see, John, you were around when this was Absolutely. You were living? Were you living when this was?
You mean as in I existed?
Yeah, were you in existence?
What year would this have been? 92, 93?
This is like my high school years, 92.
Oh, that's why you looked at me like that, like you don't even know this song.
Of course I know the song, yes.
But it wasn't in, it was later. It was like this is a classic hit to you.
Yeah, this is like, did you see that video by chance of the NBA draft picks this year?
Oh, I did see it. Yeah, and they ask them random questions.
Yeah, they were like, who they put up pictures of like Destiny's Child. And they asked, like, who is this? And one of them dudes said, that's Destiny's Children.
Yeah, like they put, for our age, they put up
a
Easy Bake Oven.
Yeah, but you got
these guys are young.
They don't know that stuff.
You should still,
they were kids.
You should still know Destiny's Child.
I mean, if you've done a report on Beyonce and studied up on her, I guess so.
If you show me a picture of the Rolling
Stones.
Again,
they're kids, John.
But if you show me a picture of the Rolling Stones, I wasn't anywhere, or AC/DC. I would be like, oh, that's AC/DC. That's Rolling Stones. Our youth, they are not students of history anymore.
You're talking about yourself now.
No, I'm not. Mm. I would be able to point out AC/DC in a picture, okay? But these kids could not even, like, there were more offensive things. It wasn't just Destiny's Children. My wife couldn't believe it. I mean, they were born in 2000.
You didn't know who Lizzo was before I showed her to you yesterday.
Okay. He does now.
Lizzo has one song, and the only reason you know is because she's a big girl.
No, I know because she's on the BET Awards, and she was shining. That's what I know her for.
Well, because she was sweating. That's why.
Oh, man.
No, I'm not going to do fat jokes with you. It's wrong.
Anyway, there you go. Always appreciate Fitz for coming on the show today. We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, it's Trey Wingo. You're listening to 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis. Coming up Wednesday, less than a week away now from NBA free agency. So if you were the Nets, do you still want Kyrie, even if KD isn't coming with him? Plus the results of a debate that had Golic fired up.
You broke the huddle 3 seconds ago.
Golic and Wingo Wednesday.
Golic and Wingo, weekdays from 5 till 9 a.m. 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis's sports station. Get us on Instagram. Instagram.com/92.9ESPN.
Hey guys, time to get ready for summer. Now, if you've done your part at the gym, it's time to let University Plastic Surgery Group help you with that little extra push. It's called Cool Sculpting. You can freeze away the fat with the world's number one non-invasive fat reduction procedure. University Plastic Surgery Group can help you achieve your workout goals because they're going to target the trouble areas. It's a 45 to 60 minute procedure. You can do it on your lunch hour. Keep your edge at work and look good this summer. Call 350-4858 or visit utuniversityplasticsurgeons.com today.
I've been around a long time, seeing a lot of gadgets show up that are supposed to make my job easier. Digital screwdrivers, hammer 2.0, the new improved nail, now with more pointiness. You know what really makes my job easier? Grainger. Easy reordering, easy inventory solutions, and easy to do business with every time. Gadgets come and go. You want reliability. You want Grainger. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is happening. I'm sitting at my standing desk, not necessarily looking at celebrity gossip, when Kevin bursts in.
The new homepage module is supposed to go live this month, Deirdre, and the dev team's backed up for weeks.
Kevin's solution is to sweat through his shirt. I hop on Upwork and hire a web dev agency with a flawless success rating, because the new module will be getting done. And thanks to Upwork, this is happening.
Oh, you've got this under control.
Oh, Kevin, as a matter of fact, I do.
Upwork. Hire freelancers. Make things happen.
The Casual Pint, they are the craft beer place in Memphis, and they are at 395 South Highland. Burn that address onto your brain because you're going to love the place. For those of you that have been, thank you. You listened and you loved it. They're locally owned and operated. And, of course, they've got all that it comes when it comes to beer. They've got everything, 28 beer taps, 2 8-foot-tall refrigerated coolers of cans. They've got your favorite bottled beer, and you can do beer to go as well, a real cool feature. They've always got something going on over at the Casual Pint. Tomorrow night, Stranger Things trivia is going from 7 to 9. New season of that, I'm told, starting next month. A lot of folks into Stranger Things. No question the trivia is going to be fun. And on Saturday, they've got the really cool deal. You know, they're always doing something for the community, Brews and Rescues. It's a fundraiser for Street Dog Foundation, Saturday from 2 to 5. I'll tell you more about that as we get through the week. Listen, it ain't all about the craft beer they've got. They've got the wine and sangria flowing as well. If you're a little more comfortable along those lines, they've got you covered there as well. What you're going to love is the atmosphere, nice open-air atmosphere. They've got the dog-friendly patio, nice and laid back like we like it here in Memphis, Tennessee. It's the Casual Pint. They're at 395 South Highland. They are the craft beer place in Memphis.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 8/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Landers Auto Sales, if you're in the market for a new vehicle, that's where you need to head down to right now. No better time than right now to get that new vehicle that you deserve. They got them all out there on the lot. They got small SUVs. They got large SUVs, compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans. It's all out there waiting on you. They got a highly trained, experienced staff on hand to assist with all your needs when it comes to purchasing, service, and accessories for your vehicle. If you get down there and they don't happen to have what you want on the lot, don't worry. Just let them know. They're going to go find it for you. They're located in South Haven, or you can check them out on the web at LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much.
Saturday, July 13th, Duncan Williams Investment Bankers presents the Doobie Brothers live at the Garden. Don't miss this fantastic summer show at the Memphis Botanic Garden. We're talking about the time to grow. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. For more info, visit liveatthegarden.com. Also presented by FedEx, True Green, Infinity of Memphis, Regions Bank, Radiance, Pro Show, Mahaffey, and PDR.
This holiday weekend, pack up the grill and put out your sparklers. This is one celebration you don't want to miss. Hurry into the Nissan July 4th sales event and save big on our tech-filled lineup, including Rogue, winner of the Consumer Guide Best Buy Award, Armada, Kelley Blue Book's lowest 5-year cost-to-own full-size SUV crossover, and Altima, an IIHS top safety pick. For a limited time, save up to $1,500 holiday bonus cash on top of existing offers on select models. Don't miss out. Like this holiday weekend, the Nissan July 4th sales event ends soon. Shop ChooseNissan.com and your local Nissan store today. For well-qualified buyers, $1,500 holiday bonus cash available on the 2019 Nissan Titan and 2019 Nissan Titan XD. Available on lease and purchase. Must take delivery from new dealer stock. Subject to residency restrictions. For more award information, visit KBB.com, IIHS.org, and ConsumerGuide.com. Call 1-888-858-8319 for offer information. Offers end 7-8-19.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
So through the Live Love Memphis group, I have made a new friend, and that friend's name is Lewis. We're friends on Facebook. He commented on my picture. I went down to the casino over the weekend, and I put up a picture of me and my wife, and he said, great picture. We're becoming close friends, man. We are. How did I meet Lewis? Through the Live Love Memphis group? Lewis was on the fence. He didn't know if he wanted to sell his house or not. Got the Live Love Memphis team. They made a decision. Probably better to sell the house. That's exactly what they did. They listed it on a Monday. It was under contract for list price that Tuesday, and now Lewis and I are becoming best friends.
There's you and Lewis and the friendship that has blossomed there. There's what they did for Steve and Cordova. There's what they did for Chris and Kyburn. There's what they did for your boy, Jason and Riley. They got me out of Riley. I love Riley to death. Love my new home even more. And seriously, very grateful to them. They got me out of a home I thought I'd never be able to sell. And more importantly, they got me into my dream home. My wife's happy. Happy wife, happy life. I've got it thanks to the folks at Live Love Memphis. You can check them out at livelovememphis.com, or you can call them up. You ready to be like Lewis, ready to be like me. Get that thing sold. 901-685-6000. Again, 685-6000. The person to ask for is Jennifer Carstensen. She's got a great team. They're a hardworking bunch, and the key word is quick. They're going to get that home sold quickly for you. Why not go ahead and hand it over? Get that headache in the past. Live Love Memphis. They're at livelovememphis.com.
Some people are upset that I have compared Destiny's Child to AC/DC and the Rolling Stones. I wasn't necessarily comparing them.
Oh, did you offend some white people?
I was just using them. I was just literally using them as a frame of reference for a band that one should recognize.
No.
You should not a 20-year-old should not be able to recognize Destiny's Child.
20-year-old?
Yeah, 18-year-old.
I mean, Beyonce, Kelly.
Yes.
But they came a little bit before. You were a kid. So I'm not going to kill him for not knowing who Destiny's Children, close enough. You're in the ballpark. He knows who Beyonce is.
He knows who Beyonce is.
Yeah. He knows who Kelly Rowland is, probably. That's her solo career.
Destiny's Children sold 60 million records
now
worldwide.
Now, that is quite amazing.
Wow.
That's a lot of records.
That's a hell of an accomplishment.
I mean, they're
one of the biggest girl groups of all time.
Well, lady groups.
Lady groups.
Yeah. We don't say girl groups.
Women.
All right, beg your pardon.
Yeah, women groups.
Female.
They're grown and sexy.
See, back in my day, it was in vogue.
Oh,
yeah. What you know about that group, BC?
Fantastic.
Now, that's before John's time there.
In the Malcolm Jamal Warner area there, 1988 to 92.
How many did they sell worldwide in vogue?
Mm. Ooh, it's going to be less than 60.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Low, like 30. Give me 25.
20?
Ew. Mm.
They're a third of what Destiny's Child was, for sure.
They were big, though.
Absolutely. They had some great videos.
Anyway, let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
Y'all realize I'm paying $260 a month to DirecTV.
Oh,
and I don't have Cinemax and HBO.
You're missing out there.
He doesn't even have Cinemax, people.
Can't get on
he
that.
He doesn't even have Cinemax.
I don't even got the old Skinamax. I used to watch Friday Nights After Dark.
Boy, that
I
was the time, wasn't it,
now.
Jason?
Yes, it was the time. We've talked about Lady Chatterley and her lovers.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't even have Cinemax.
Got a point to make here. I keep it because of the Sunday ticket. We've talked about this before. I can't watch my NFL team. The Bears are good now. I can't watch them every Sunday because DirecTV's got that monopoly.
Yep.
But in the months that I don't even have that, I'm still at 260 with no movie channels.
With no Cinemax.
It,
all right,
it just goes up.
So I'm stuck to watch again Made in America. Part 2 on ESPN2, OJ Made in America. I'm having to rewatch this because I got no Skinemax and HBO. All right?
Yep.
And I'm thinking, I asked John, what do you do when Raiders season is on? Do you just not catch y'all's games? And apparently we found out he's not as much of a fan as we thought he was.
No.
He doesn't even watch his own games.
Mm-hmm. No.
John.
I watch when I can. I mean, when they're out there.
There are men out there, men and women in that boat with me, right, that are overpaying, because they have to get their fix for, especially when their teams are good.
For sure.
So I don't know what to do. Folks are telling me I can get live events. I don't know if they're pirated or not, that I can cut this cord.
Yeah.
But I haven't cut the cord yet, John, because of the damn Chicago Bears. I got to see them on Sunday.
Yeah. Real quick, I will speak for you, Brad. You'll be watching Game 2 of the College World Series tonight, Michigan and Vanderbilt. Michigan, did they win yesterday?
Michigan is up 1-0.
Yeah.
Nothing, yes.
Yeah, so you have something else?
More baseball.
They're re-airing the NBA Draft Combine on ESPNU. Actually, that's pretty good if you haven't seen like some of the highlights.
Wow,
they clipped it all together.
Well,
and
really
then Woj is on tonight at 8:32. They're doing an NBA special on ESPN2.
I will be watching Real Sports on HBO. They have a special with Don Nelson, who smokes weed every day.
And he double fists.
And plays poker, and said one time a dude died at their poker table. And they said, what would he want, this victim of death? And Don said he'd want us to keep playing.
No.
So they kept playing with this dude slumped over at the damn poker table.
No, they did not.
With a dead-ass man.
What a story.
Legend.
It's all Real Sports.
Legend.
It's worth it tonight. All right, that's going to do it for us today. We're presented by the Wing Guru. Thanks to all our guests who joined us today. Giannotto and Jeffrey up next. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Memphis Grizzlies select Ja Morant from Murray State University.
It's at home. It's a joy.
What gave you the confidence to know that your game was big enough to belong on a stage like this?
It started with me. I feel like if you don't believe in yourself, then who will?
And drills it.
Ja Morant time in Memphis. The Memphis Grizzlies on 92.9 FM ESPN.
A short-term loan at Ace Cash Express is an easy way for you to cover unbudgeted expenses, and it's never been more convenient to apply. Come see us at one of our neighborhood locations in Tennessee, or visit from your computer or smartphone at acecashexpress.com. Loans at Ace are backed by a 72-hour satisfaction guarantee. If you change your mind, just bring back the money borrowed within 72 hours, and we'll call it even.
All loans subject to approval. Loans should be used for short-term financial needs and not as a long-term solution. Customers with credit difficulties should seek credit counseling.
Ace Cash Express, earning your trust since 1968.
Hurt? Dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer.
But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps. When it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yuengling Golden Pilsner, a beer so crisp, refreshing, and smooth. When you crack one open, it makes any occasion golden. A night out with the ladies.
I might call it a night. A night to remember.
Game day with your buddies.
Beer man, Pilsner here. And here, 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 and here.
Happy hours come to life.
Could I get a Yuengling Golden Pilsner? You know what? Make it a bucket.
Yes, with Yuengling Golden Pilsner, card games get wilder.
I should probably fold. But I'd rather go all in.
Even backyard bonfires feel more alive.
Hey, guys, I brought my guitar.
And my drums.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.